While we will go now to take public testimony on Senate Bill 29, and then we will take 1260 on Monday, unless we have time to put it in testimony in today. So we'll take public testimony now on Senate Bill 29.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Lori Filer. I'm with the Department of Corrections. Senate Bill 29 is an act to provide that certain offenses are violent offenses for purposes of parole eligibility. Those of you that have been around for a while probably remember during the 1996 legislative session, there was a pretty substantial change in terms of how we do parole eligibility and remove the allowance of good time also at that time. So we call this system the new parole system, and it applies to people who committed their crime after July 1 of 1996. Under this new system, an inmate must serve a longer percentage of their time to parole eligibility if their offense is considered a violent offense. The definition of a violent offense is found in our state laws, specifically 22.1.2(9), which reads as follows: a crime of violence. Any of the following crimes are an attempt to commit or a conspiracy to commit any of the same: murder, manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, riot, robbery, burglary in the first or second degree, arson, kidnapping, felony sexual contact as defined in 22.22.7 and 22.22.19.1, or any other felony in the commission of which the perpetrator used force or was armed with a dangerous weapon or use any explosive or destructive device. Under this current definition, there are crimes that are not specifically listed as violent offenses, but yet they can fit the general definition of a violent crime. What has happened because of this general definition and not the specific listing of the crimes is there's been some differences between what the sentencing court thought the Department of Corrections would consider the crime and what we actually did. For example, if the sentencing court assumes a crime is going to be, if it's a class 3, and you can flip to the second page of your bill, there's the chart is on there. If it's a class 3 nonviolent crime, for example, the person would have to do 30% before their first parole eligibility. If it was a class 3 violent offense, they'd have to do 50%. So the court may be sentencing, I think you're going to have to do 30%. Person gets into DOC and we think, oh, that's violent, you're going to have to do 50%. So that is the intent of this bill, is to specifically list what crimes we are going to consider violent as a state for purposes of parole eligibility. We're not trying to mess with the definition of violent crime for any other purpose. It's specifically for parole eligibility purposes. So what we do in this bill is we remove the reference from 22.1-2(9) from 2415A32, which is a parole statute, and then we go ahead and list what those crimes are. And those crimes in the bill as it is currently written would be the ones that are currently listed: the murder, manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, riot, robbery, burglary first and second, arson, kidnapping, felony sexual contact as defined in 22.22.7 and 22.22.19.1, and then we are adding in child abuse, felony sexual contact with a person incapable of consenting. I hate to go here, but felony stalking, photographing a child in an obscene act, assault under 22.18.26, which is the sliming statute, and felony simple assault. We are also adding commission of a felony while armed, discharging a firearm at an occupied structure or motor vehicle, or discharging a firearm from a moving vehicle, and finally criminal pedophilia. So the bottom line is if in order for it to be considered a violent offense for purposes of parole eligibility, it would need to be one of those listed crimes. If it wasn't one of those listed crimes, it would be considered nonviolent. Our intent as a department is not to make a bunch of crimes violent that aren't. What our intent with this is to get clarification so everybody's on the same sheet of music, so to speak. So the court, when they hand down the sentence and they tell the perpetrator and the victim, this guy's going to do 30% or this guy's going to do 50%, that's indeed how we end up doing the dates when they get to DOC.
So. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 29? Any further the proponents will stand by and lower the question, please. Any opponents of Senate Bill 29? Opponents of Senate Bill 29. Is there any questions of the witness from the committee, Representative Henning?
Lori, can you come back just a minute, please? We've been having a discussion about page 2, and it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, that this you list the class of felonies in the parole eligibility after how many, what part of their sentence they've served. Are those first charge, second charge, third charge, or first attempts at parole?
No, felony convictions.
Okay, so if it's a class 6 felony and it's your third offense, you got 40% of it before you.
If you're nonviolent, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions of the witness? Representative Marshall.
Just a quick. You mentioned at the very beginning of this was for, this is for eligibility of parole. So is what you're saying that this is what will be utilized? But then you were saying it was about the judges, and I didn't quite understand. If it's for parole, it would be the parole board that would use this. Is that not correct?
That's all correct. I'll try to be a little bit clearer. When the judge sentences, there is a statute that says that the judge has to state for the record, I believe, when the person would be first eligible for release. It's a community and victim notification issue. Okay, if I get a 10-year sentence, as a person going to the state prison, chances are I'm not going to be there for 10 years unless I really act up in prison. If you're a new system inmate, if my 10-year sentence is, let's say, for a class 4 nonviolent crime and I am a first felon, then the judge can go down here and say, Laura, you're going to do 25% before parole eligibility. And then he can state for the record, this person has to do 2.5 years before they could possibly get out.
I have one question. This listing does not necessarily mean they will get out in that period. Is that correct?
No, this is to their first parole, their initial parole date.
For it, right?
Well, under the new system, they have a series of things that they have to meet in order to be eligible for parole release. They have to be compliant with their individual program directive. They have to have an approved release plan, and they have to agree to the conditions of supervision. So assuming those three fall into place.
Yep. Okay. Any further questions? Representative Jensen.
But they cannot come in and do less than what is stated here. That
right.
is mandatory.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman. Representative Michael.
You know, since it appears that we have a little time and we're not going to get to the next bill if Representative Van Norman doesn't show up, could you explain to members of the committee that are new to this subject matter, not necessarily the legislature, the difference between what was pre-96 and how it is now?
Sure. And we're not too fancy in how we describe it. We call it the old system and the new system. and it's worked fairly well up until now, yeah. The old system is for people who committed their crimes before July 1 of 1996. And people under the old system, and we still have quite a few in the penitentiary system and people on parole, they were entitled, first of all, to good time on their sentence. And the way our state good time statutes were is that you got it when you walked in the door. It wasn't an earned good time. You automatically got the reduction off your sentence, and then you could lose it by disciplinary in the prison system or by a parole violation. The rate of good time, and I'm a little rusty on this, but I think I can still do this. The rate of good time for a sentence of less than 10 years, I believe, was 4 months for every year. So it was 10 days a month, considering a 30-day month. For every sentence that was 10 years or more, it was half of it. They would get 15 days a month or 6 months off of every year. So it was a fairly substantial reduction right off the top. One of the things that people who know me have heard me say before is I try not to do math in public because it doesn't usually turn out too well. But I think on a 10-year sentence under the old system, the net sentence would be about 6 years and 6 months. Then the parole eligibility was figured on that. So we'd have a 6 year and 6 month sentence. If you were a first felon, you had to do a quarter of it. If you were a second felon, you had to do 3/8, I believe. And if you're a third or more felon, you had to do half. So you were eligible for parole much earlier. It was a more of a discretionary parole in the first one, though. The parole board could see you and they could say, you know, you've been great in prison, but we're still not going to let you out. Under the new system, it's more of a, there is a liberty interest with that first parole release. Also under the old system, there was all that good time on the back end. I think one of the advantages of the new system is the person, if they're sentenced to 10 years, they're going to either be in prison or on parole for that whole 10 years. Under the old system, if they're sentenced to 10 years and they behave themselves, they will be free and clear with their discharge certificate after 6.5 with a 10-year sentence.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'll ask, is there any opponents to Senate Bill 29? If not, we'll close the committee from public testimony and forward committee discussion and or action. Representative Michaels.
Move to pass on Senate Bill 29.
Motion made by Michaels, second by Mattson on the do pass motion. Any discussion on the do pass motion? If not, Secretary, call the roll.
Representative Barling?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Mattson?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Doctigall? Siebert?
Aye.
Calandra?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. Senate Bill 29 passes on a vote of 12 yeas, 1 nay, and will be presented to the House floor.